I love my baby brother, but it seems like Mom and Dad never have time for me anymore. I'm feeling left out.
Babies just need more care than older kids like you. Your parents love you too. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I hope that you're doing well. My name is Zach. I remember when my little brother was first born, it seemed like my parents loved him more than me. That wasn't true, of course. He was just a helpless little baby and needed more attention than I did. My parents loved both of us equally, just like God does. If you ever feel like you're getting left out, remember that God loves you very much, and He'll never forget about you. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is Hebrews 13:5. It says, God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Our story for today is entitled, New Baby. Peyton loved her new baby brother Josiah, but lately it seemed like Mom and Dad didn't have time for her anymore. She and her mom used to do things together, just the two of them. But now, all Mom seemed to be able to do was focus on Josiah. He had some health problems that required much of her parents' time. When Dad got home from work, he and Peyton went outside to play ball. "I've been working on writing a song about Jesus," Peyton said. "I've been practicing it in my head. I hope I don't forget it." "That's great," said Dad. "Would you like some help writing down the music for it?" "That would be great." Then Peyton's smile turned to a frown. Mom said she didn't have time to help me with it today. She was really busy with Josiah again. Dad stopped throwing the ball and thought for a moment. "We've been busy with him a lot these days, huh? Your mother and I knew you would have to share us with your little brother, but we never want either of you to think you're not important to us or that we don't have time for you."
"I know," said Peyton. Then she smirked.
"I just wish we had a machine that would duplicate you and Mom so you could be there all the time for both of us." Dad laughed. "You know, even though we can't do anything like that, our Heavenly Father can. He is always there for us all the time. We can go to Him in prayer whenever we feel lonely or need help with something, knowing that He loves us so much that He sent Jesus, His own Son, to die for us and make us His children."
"That's a great thought, Dad. So even when you and Mom have to help Josiah, I can have peace knowing God is right there with me."
"That's right," Dad said. "But always let Mom or me know when you need some time with us. We want to be there for you too." Dad tossed the ball to Peyton. "Now, as we finish our game, I want to hear that song you've been working on." So how about you? Have you ever felt like you have to share your mom or dad with your brothers and sisters? Maybe someone in your family has health issues or other problems and needs extra attention. Your parents can't always give you their help or attention when you want it, but your Heavenly Father can. Go to Him whenever you have a problem or feel sad. He always has time for you no matter what. Our key verse is Hebrews 13:5.
God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
And our key thought for today, God always has time for you. Hey, my dog Chester has disappeared and I need your help finding him. This summer, the search is on with Keys for Kids Radio as we try to find out what happened. Listen to Keys for Kids Radio in June, July, and August to find the clues that will lead us to Chester's hiding spot. Each week, we'll find one word to build the code phrase for the month. And each phrase will reveal a new secret of Chester's location. Will you help me find him? Plus, for each month you help me look, you have a chance to win a monthly prize. Join the search for Chester on Keys for Kids Radio and keysforkids.net. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.